You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
From the Dexcom G6 studios, always know where your glucose is headed and how fast. Visit DEXCOM.com. I am Dave Graveline.
I am Chris Graveline.
He is Erasmo in the control room. He is Horatio in New York working with the show. And we are thrilled that you have tuned into Tomorrow. This for the weekend, by the way, of August 9th, 2019. We always give you the date, always a Friday date leading into every weekend, so that if you want to come back and check the show notes, maybe hear your call when you participated, perhaps missed it or want to hear it again, whatever, or just heard something, maybe you're driving and you want, I want more info about that, visit intotomorrow.com, and now you know to look for the show for August 9th for anything you hear over the next 3 hours. Yes, 3 hours. Of the show.
And happy back to school, because most kids are across the country going back to school this coming week or the week after.
And they hate you for saying that.
But the parents love us.
Exactly. The parents are thrilled. There's like a relief sigh across the country when it's back to school time. So, yes, good luck to the students and better luck for the parents. And hopefully you've all survived your back to school tax-free sales as well, most of which have finished by now. I forgot all about it. I was going to go get a pair of jeans or something and save a little money. And here in Florida, it was August 2nd through 6th. Done.
Yeah, and I forgot.
And I went, that was it?
I forgot about it until the last day of the sale when I went into our office supply store to get some stuff here for the office, and it was a madhouse in there.
Yeah. And why are so many people here? Yeah. Uh-huh. And you see the signs, you know, tax-free sales. Oh, boy. But hey, if we can save everybody else some money for a bit, especially for things you might need for the kiddies to get back to school, go for it.
And kids, hope your parents bought you some cool tech for back to school.
That's true, because in most states that had the tax-free savings, it included computers and tablets and things of that nature. Not free, but no sales tax on those items, up to certain limits. I think in Florida it was up to $50 for technology. So those kinds of things can be handy as well. Maybe you needed a scientific calculator or something. People still use calculators?
Well, they're all in all the phones now.
Yeah, I know. But maybe you're doing some really heavy math classes, and you need to calculate a lot more than just using your phone all the time. Yeah. Whatever. Maybe. That could be. It's tech news and commentary time, and then we will jump to your calls, all of which, as they air on the show again today, automatically become winners in the Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer giveaway. And we're in our last full month of that big giveaway. So if you've not called in yet, what on earth are you waiting for? Be sure to participate. We're about to give you the number here. I've got a pen. Jot it down. Put it right in your phone so you don't forget. We'll give you the digits, and then you can call in anytime, day or night, at your leisure and participate so you, too, can end up with some of the tens of thousands of dollars worth of goodies. Stay tuned. We're going to share some of those with you. But the full list is available for you at intotomorrow.com. Just look at the top there for the summer giveaway post and check it all out. And then we tell you, no promises, no guarantees, but let us know two or three of those items when you call in. Maybe these days, since we're winding up the last month, you better tell us four or five of those items, because chances are a lot of the stuff is already gone, already has been sent. But we still have amazing goodies left to share with you. So don't hesitate. What number do they call with any consumer tech question, help for another listener, whatever?
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
Okay, INTO, if you want to participate that way. We want to hear you.
So Disney announced this week that they will offer a bundle package of its three streaming services, which are Disney+, Hulu, and ESPN+.
And we've been saying that's going to happen As soon as Disney got more of their fingers into Hulu and other things, we knew they were going to really compete, especially against Netflix.
Yeah, well, that bundle will be available for $12.99 a month starting in November. The company previously hinted at a bundle for all three services, but CEO Bob Iger made it official this week during the company's investors call. At $12.99, the bundle is cheaper than or on par with competitive streaming services, including Netflix and Amazon Prime Video. It's also significantly cheaper than HBO Max's rumored streaming price of $16 to $17 a month.
And those are only their services, one service.
Right.
But Disney's three services in their bundle, right?
Right. And Hulu is currently available for $5.99 a month with ads, a little more if you want to get rid of the commercials. ESPN Plus costs $4.99 a month. Now, there are still a few questions out there. Disney Plus, for example, will eventually launch in international markets. It's unclear, though, if that will be the same for the bundle because of regional issues with content.
Yeah.
Hulu, for example, as I learned last year when we were at IFA in Berlin, is not available really outside of the U.S., but Disney wants to bring Hulu to international markets, too. Iger told investors that the company doesn't have anything to announce right now in terms of markets.
And too bad they won't do it, I'm sure, by next month when we're in Berlin again, when you want to hook up your Hulu to your hotel TV or even your laptop. That's just not going to happen there.
But I bring my Fire TV stick and I got my Amazon Prime Video. Most of that will play over there.
Oh, well, there you go. Mm-hmm. We talked last week about how many false alarms Ring cameras have with various police departments around the country. Well, now it's Apple's turn. Have you heard about this? An Apple upgrade blamed for thousands of wasteful 911 hangups.
Oops.
One department in particular in Nebraska said it's received 7,000 abandoned calls so far this year, taking up valuable time and resources that could, of course, be used for true emergencies. Officials say an Apple upgrade is to blame for the rise in abandoned 911 calls. They say if you hit the button on the side of an Apple iPhone enough times, it will ask you if you want to call 911. If you or your devices do ever misdial 911, please stay on the line to answer the dispatcher's questions and assure them that you butt dialed them accidentally or sorry, you didn't mean to call 911. Everything is fine. They may even ask to call you back and make sure everything's fine. Otherwise, typically, they will dispatch an officer to you to make sure that you're not being held that you're against your will or something and just had to say, oh, no, everything's fine, sorry, because that happens too. And then when they don't take any action, they get in trouble for it. So watch out for that. And I know I've been sending out an occasional false SOS on my Android phone, but not calling 911, but notifying you and your sister and others from all around the world, because if I hit the button three times, it takes a front and back photo. And last one, I think you saw me on a shuttle bus in China or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotten to a point where I just reply to all of them now. Like, is this real?
Yeah. Fake news.
So after Amazon, Google, and Apple have come under fire for listening in on private conversations, it seems now Microsoft is in the hot seat. A new report from Motherboard has revealed that Microsoft contractors are manually reviewing voice recordings gathered via Skype's automated translation feature and the Cortana voice assistant. In audio recordings shared with the publication, users could be heard having intimate conversations and discussing relationship issues as well as other personal topics like weight loss.
You know, I knew it because one day I'm working at my computer and I said something and I swear the computer said, huh? And I look back at, what? Who asked that?
Yeah. Right. Now, the unnamed contractor who shared the audio files with Motherboard said, the fact that I can even share some of this with you shows how lax things are in terms of protecting user data. Now, the contractor describes having heard what they describe as phone sex as part of the review process. And they also said that they have heard users entering their full addresses using Cortana commands, as well as using the voice assistant to search for pornography.
Oh, wonderful. If you're going to search for porn, don't use the voice assistant.
Yeah.
That's just setting yourself up there.
Well,
but, of course, if they're talking about phone sex, they're using Skype. Hello.
Yeah.
What else would you use Skype for?
Well, that's why I often go by, and you heard me do it with your Alexa the other day. I often go by and just say, you know, Alexa, tell your coworkers to stop listening to me.
I know.
And she always say, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
like
how clever.
Yeah,
she's mysteriously unaware of what you're referring to.
I just figure maybe one of these days, one of those people will hear me say, tell your coworkers to stop listening to me.
And then they'll laugh at you uncontrollably. Or just say, ha, another one.
Yeah. in their underwear, because apparently the same story I read, that a lot of these contractors work from home. They saw a job listing for these kind of contractors, and they do work from home and listening to these recordings. So they're probably sitting at home in their underwear laughing at me.
And what are they doing listening to the recordings, though?
I don't want to know.
Like typing them out and sending them to Amazon?
Probably.
Hey, dear Jeff Bezos, here's Chris in his underwear again or something. What would they do with that?
I don't know.
I don't either. Federal Trade Commission looking into possible antitrust violations after a deal between Amazon and Apple resulted in legitimate third-party marketplace sellers' businesses being forced off of Amazon's platform, which Amazon's been known to do anyway in the past. Oh, you sell a competing product? For some reason, you disappear from their platform, which is just unfair trade practice as far as I'm concerned. Well, now the FTC is looking into the same thing involving Amazon and Apple, where other third-party people, perhaps accessories, what have you, if you're competing with Apple and Amazon and Apple have a deal, you're off the platform. It's like, well, how is that fair? Some people would argue, well, it's their business. You know, they don't want competitors competing, and that's their right. Is it, though? Or is it unfair trade practices? And I think that's why they're looking into the antitrust violations. Because they may not be possible violations, they may be violations.
Well, I mean, it's to be expected. I mean, you can't go to Apple and buy an Amazon Echo.
Why not? I think that would be fair.
Just like I don't think on Amazon, at least through Amazon themselves, you can buy a Google Home device.
But wait, can't you go to an Apple store and buy an Amazon product? I thought. No?
I don't think so.
No, maybe not. Because they have Siri. That would compete with Siri.
You know, and they're not going to sell the Fire Stick because that competes with the Apple TV.
Now, that's true. Well, but that's different, I think. Because Amazon claims to sell everything from A to Z, thus the logo of from A to Z. People think it's a smiley face. Look at the Amazon logo.
It's a crooked smile.
That's appropriate because it's Jeff Bezos smiling. It's a crooked smile.
Although, you know, I'll have a story probably in next hour's tech news about how he just made some more money off of Amazon.
Oh, just what he needed. More money.
But he's unloading. We'll just say that.
Oh, okay. We'll see how that ends up going. Veronica in Boca Raton, Florida, listens to Into Tomorrow online. Welcome, Veronica.
I have a question about a product for cars, and I think it's called Viper. I'm not tech savvy, but is it true that you can start your car remotely? Does it work with all makes and models? Thanks. Love the show.
Ah, well, thank you for the kind words, Veronica, by all means. Viper's Smart Start is one of our many cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer giveaway items. And they sent us, 8,000?
Ten of them valued at $800 a piece.
So a lot of money's worth. So I can understand why she might be asking this question. But their Smart Start should work with most cars. They've been making remote start modules for so long that your car would most probably have to be pretty old for it not to work with them. And it will start your car remotely. With the current models, remotely means pretty much anywhere with an internet connection. The new Smart Start modules have their own internet connection, which allows you to track your car and unlock and lock, arm, disarm, what have you, from anywhere.
Now, that internet connection does mean that they come with a small monthly fee. Depending on what length of service you're willing to prepay and what services you want, your monthly cost will be somewhere between $5 and just above $8 a month.
Now, however, they don't require that. I mean, you can just use the system as a great Smart Start. The key fob can work, they say, up to a mile away. You know, obviously no obstructions or whatever, but typically close. And you don't have to subscribe where you then get over-the-air LTE service and that sort of thing. So you don't have to do that, but, man, that really makes it so much better.
Yeah, and with these devices, it might be worth talking to your insurance company to see if they're willing to cancel that cost out since your car will be remotely lockable and trackable.
Uh-huh.
Many insurance companies will offer discounts if you've got the trackable GPS devices like these in your car.
Yeah, good point. And be sure to let them know. I mean, it's not going to make your costs go up. That's definitely not going to be an issue. They're going to be very pleased that you have a separate alarm system with your vehicle. And should tell them Into Tomorrow said so, they should be giving you somewhat of a discount on your premium, because now you have a tracking device, and now you have the ability to confirm its status even remotely.
Yeah, I want to say last time I was doing an insurance quote, it was about a $4 or $5 a month discount if it had a GPS trackable device. And if the service is between $5 and $8, that pretty much almost cancels it out.
Yeah, that pays your monthly service, so you can really do it anywhere in the world. I have started my car from China. Because if I'm there for a whole week and I have so many electronics in my car, the battery can tend to die with so many things. So I've started it from there and checked on its status, looked at it from my driveway camera to make sure that, you know, it's still running, everything's fine. You know, I have the microphone, so I hear it running. I see the headlights on or the parking lights, so I know the car's on. And then it times out and turns off after 12 minutes, you know, basically gives the battery a nice charge for a few minutes. I've always remote started. We're in Miami, and by the time I get in the car, it's usually cooled down. So I always want to remote start it from my desk before I get ready to go anywhere or something. And that kind of thing makes a huge difference. A lot of people do it from their apartments or their condos, because you might be several floors away in the garage. And remote start it. Get that air conditioning on so you're comfortable when you get in the car.
Well, and it's great for parents. I had this in my daughter's car for years, even when she was away at college. And I installed the app on my phone, logged into the account, so I could always see where her car was.
How fast she was going.
And I've used it before when she would come home to visit and she would go out somewhere. I would need something out of her car, but her keys are with her. I'll pull the app out and I'll just unlock her car with that app and, and get in.
Dad, did you take something out of my car? What are you talking about? I'm missing $20. No. But that's true. There's some real advantages to those kinds of devices. And certainly from Directed, we're going to have their CEO on the show again next week. You know, by the way, where we're going to be broadcasting from?
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas next week. And Knowledge Fest from the Mobile Electronics Association's event there in Dallas. So we want you to stay tuned for that. But those are the kinds of things that we'll be talking more about. And all the advantages of those things. Stay tuned, intotomorrow.com.
Attention business owners, entrepreneurs, and side hustlers. Do you need up to $10,000 in your bank account today? Introducing Bitty Advance, the nation's leader in micro-advance funding for small businesses. As a direct funder, we supply the funds without the rigid bank rules. If you've been in business for 2 months or more, generate at least $4,000 a month in revenue, and have a business checking account, you're all set. And don't worry, credit is not a factor, because the number one rule in business is to stay in business. Do you need inventory? A new marketing plan? Are you behind in some business bills? If you're a business owner that wants to grow and can use $2,000 to $10,000 today, call Bitty Advance now. And in just one quick free 2-minute call, you could get funded today for $2,000 to $10,000. Call now.
800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
It's Into Tomorrow, and we're back at you. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. Stay tuned in a few minutes. Dave will be chatting with Frankie Smith. He's the Vice President of Sales for SureCall about an interesting survey that they just did.
You won't believe some of the stuff we're going to talk about in the next few minutes right here on Into Tomorrow. Stay tuned.
The cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
Did I mention to you that we are in the last full month of our annual big summer giveaway? Well, I just did. So make sure if you've not called into the program, you do so that you too can obtain some of the tens of thousands of dollars worth of cool stuff, like
from Mixeater. They sent several pairs of their E9 low-cost active noise-canceling Bluetooth headphones.
Oh, and they're really cool. From Sangene, their AM/FM stereo portable HD radios. Got a whole bunch of those.
From Travel Car Airport Parking and Car Rental, $300 credit to spend on airport parking and car rentals.
Bracketron sent a whole bunch of cool things, like their Road Tripper Sync Car Audio Bluetooth FM transmitters. They've got travel packs, USB charger, 4 port chargers for your car, travel mounts, and vent mounts.
Audio Technica sent a pair of $300 wireless noise-canceling headphones.
You weren't so sure about that.
But I wasn't.
They're very good. You said $300 for headphones.
Wow.
Yeah, they did. From Jabra, their Elite 65T True Wireless Earbuds, their 65E Wireless Earbuds with active noise canceling, and their Move Wireless On-Ear Headphones, among other things.
From Brilliant, a single switch all-in-one smart home control valued at $300.
Razer sent several of their Hammerhead Duo in-ear headsets.
VinPower Digital, another one of our popularly requested items, 128GB iX Flash iPhone flash drive.
WDC with their 6TB G Drive USB, a 400GB SanDisk Ultra Micro SD card, a 500GB WD My Passport Go Rugged SSD. I mean, a whole bunch of cool things from WDC.
And Catalyst sent us waterproof and impact cases for AirPods, the Apple Watch, the iPhone, Samsung Galaxy S10, all sorts of stuff.
Yep. And, of course, not to be outdone, Lotus by Seam sent us several of their personal safety wearable devices with accessories, I might add. And if you want the full list, we ask you to mention three or four items that you would prefer. And while we can't promise you anything or guarantee anything, we can tell you we will do our best to get one of the items that you would prefer to you, if they are still available. So don't waste any time. If you have any kind of consumer tech question, comment, concern, we want you to call the following toll-free number anytime, day or night, and be on the air with us.
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
And the full list of goodies is at intotomorrow.com.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Into Tomorrow continues. I am Dave Graveline. Don't forget, we're in the final full month of our annual huge, big, gigantic, cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway. And that means that if you have yet to call into the show, what on earth are you waiting for? We've got tens of thousands of dollars worth of goodies that we've been sharing all summer long with our audience. You don't have to remember any goofy phrase that pays or be the 1,000th caller or any nonsense. You just have to participate in any way, shape, or form. Get on the air with a question, with help for another listener, sharing some tech rage maybe, share the details of your latest favorite app perhaps. Whatever the case, we just want to hear you on the air. And then we send you these goodies. You want the whole list of what's available? Check it out near the very top. It's one of the posts at intotomorrow.com. And while we always say no promises, no guarantees, to get the legal mumbo jumbo out of the way, we'll do our best to get one of the items that you would prefer. So mention that when you call in. What number, you might ask? 800-899-4686. Anytime, day or night, 24-7, 800-899-INTO. Specializing in the design and manufacture of cell phone signal boosters, amplifiers, all kinds of accessories, our next guest is with a company that hopes to improve cellular reception for the office, the home, and, of course, your vehicle. Vice President of Sales for SureCall is Frankie Smith. Frankie, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Great, Dave. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Tell me a little bit more other than the intro that I just did about SureCall. I'm guessing that you kind of make sure the call can get completed, thus the name. I'm so clever.
That's right. Exactly. That's what we do. We create cell phone signal boosters that help people stay connected in all and every walk of life, wherever they take you, wherever it takes you, as far as in your car, at the home, at the office. Wherever it is, we have devices that will bring that signal in, boost it for all carriers simultaneously so you can stay connected to what's going on in the outside world.
And that's very critical. And we're all having issues, you know, whether it's at home, office, or in the car, or all of the above. There's always going to be problems with cell phones because they're radios, after all, and therefore things block the signals, water towers, trees, buildings, you know, an eagle flying by, whatever.
There's
all kinds of reasons why you may not be getting a good signal, not the least of which, of course, not to forget the fact that your carrier might be doing a really poor job in a given area. And there's important ways to get those signals taken care of. And of course, that's what, among other things, what SureCall is very involved in. So I think that's terrific. You guys did an annual cell phone study, how Americans are being affected by all of our smartphone habits. And I was blown away with some of the stats. You know, some maybe not so surprising. 63% of us admit to using our phones to avoid a social situation. That's sad, but probably very true. And among those kind of statistics that you come up with, tell me about the underlying concerns. That, you know, what are some of the things people are expressing to you about things like that?
Yeah, there were some interesting articles and some interesting respondents questions to the questions. And in a lot of ways, we're inseparable from our phones. 33% of the respondents said they experienced feelings of anxiety without their phones. I've certainly done that. All my contacts are on my phone and everything.
Sure,
so
me too.
Scary.
Yeah,
yeah,
there's so many. I mean, from a business standpoint alone, at least that's a good justification. You know, you mm-hmm. don't want to miss a potential client, an advertiser in our case, or a guest or somebody that, you know, is providing some important information so that we can pass it on to our audience. So, yeah, I suffer some anxiety if my phone is not within arm's reach.
Right. Right. It's almost like these days you'd rather lose your wallet than your phone.
Yeah, very true. You know, because funny you say that, too, Frankie, because, you know, the saying used to always be a few years ago, you know, your American Express card, don't leave home without it. Well, they don't even bother with that anymore because now it's only your phone, don't leave home without it.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah, there were some other interesting takeaways from it as well about where people are actually using their phone. Two-thirds of the respondents said they used their phone on the toilet, 22% in the bath or shower, and 82%, almost all of them, using phones in the bed. And then a small percentage, but 10% did admit to having answered their phone or reply to a text while making whoopee.
You know, that one did surprise me. I'm thinking, if you can't leave your phone alone while you're with a significant other and making whoopee, enjoying sex, whatever the, however you want to call it, and under those stats, among those reaching for their phones in one of those intimate settings, you discovered almost 40% admit they've done so more than once in the past year. So
yep.
it's bad enough if he or she says, are you crazy? What, now? But then you do it again? It's like, okay, you either have an incredible relationship or you don't care. I'm not sure which is the case, but I don't know if there's any gray area there either. But
right, that's a whole other level of attachment.
Exactly. You know, that probably involves psychologists and other people to be involved. Now, yep. 24% of us, you say, indicate that we never turn off our phones. I never turn it off. I reboot it occasionally if I've had too many things going on, or, you know, I physically close everything and then do a nice fresh reboot maybe once a week when I think of it, or if this phone gets sluggish. But turning it off, I mean, that suggests that 76% of us actually turn the phone off. Talk about separation anxiety.
Right. Right. So what's it? FOMO, right? Fear of missing out.
Yeah.
So you don't want to have that. You got to keep the phone on at all times. That's where the direction we're heading, certainly.
And I just find it interesting that so many more, the vast majority, actually do turn it off. I mean, leave it charging in the other room or something. You know, hear it in the distance ringing if it's an emergency, but turning it off? I mean, how many people have landlines anymore? And, you know, if you still do, you know, young people listening are going, landline, what's that? You know, okay, fine. It's a phone that actually has a wire attached to it, and you can't take it in the car.
Right.
But, you know, if you've still got that at home, and in the event of an emergency, family can still reach you, fine. Turn your phone off. I cringe even at the thought. Then at least you can still, you know, be in touch with the world or vice versa. But turning it off, and yikes. 8% of people used a service to reduce screen time on their phones in the past year. Now, that is interesting. Only 8%, but 70% of those who say they used a service to reduce screen time on their phones reported getting 6 to 8 hours of sleep. Go figure.
Right, exactly. The more you monitor it, the less screen time you have, typically the better you're going to sleep.
Yeah. And I know that, you know, we have, you know, Apple themselves now with the new iPhone OS and so forth, the latest ones, are trying to encourage you to not be on your anti-social media so much and things of that nature. And there's a bunch of apps now that will help you. But most people are saying, yeah, I tried that, and I find myself just right back to Facebook and Instagram and everywhere else I had to be.
They haven't proven to be very effective.
Right. Yes. And it's nice, you know, it's a nice corporate thing for Apple to say, look, we're trying to get people off their phones a little. Okay, wonderful. Is it working? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, not so much.
No, not so much. What other things stood out for you, Frankie, and your team that you just maybe surprised you in particular, or just like, we kind of knew, but now we've proven it?
Well, one thing that's pretty surprising is the jump in the awareness of 5G. So we had a significant jump increase year over year from 56% last year of ever even heard of 5G to over 80% this year. So we know we've been hit with it with the media. 5G is coming, and 5G is here in some cities. However, you know, there's a decent amount of people that are saying we're opposed to paying more for cellular on our cell phone bills to have these 5G data speeds.
Oh, for sure.
And in addition, you know, there's a smaller number that, you know, will even plan on upgrading to have access to 5G. So I think it shows that the awareness of 5G is growing, but people really want to learn more about this developing technology and its real-world benefits before paying any additional monies for it.
Yeah, for sure. And that's good because, you know, of course, shows like ours that concentrate for 24 years now on the air covering consumer tech are trying to consistently give you the pros and cons and all the benefits of 5G. And there are many, no question about that. But also, people don't want to have to spend money on yet another new phone and new technology that may or may not do the job quite yet. So you know, we're still helping people be aware of it. But absolutely, the speeds alone have a lot of people saying, oh, that's awesome, because maybe I can save money with my speed at home since I'm really on my phone at home all the time anyway. And
right.
I can cast a movie from my phone, and maybe I don't need that cord from the cable company. I can be done with Comcast or what have you. And those kinds of things are going to make a big difference by all means. Did you have any indications about people being unwilling to spend over $1,000 on a phone? I don't know if you got into prices of phones these days.
We didn't, but we do know one of the companies released a $1,000 phone earlier this year. And from what I understand, it led to lukewarm results.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, it's a feature benefit function, right? So it has to have the features and benefits that really drive us to buy that new phone. And right now, I think we're at a point where our phones are very advanced. How much more can they do? We know changes are coming and there will be additional advancements, but you got to show the value to make people make that jump to that price point.
Oh, for sure. I mean, if you want to spend $1,800, you can get the new foldable phone. And many people will, no question, that where money is no object must be nice. But then there's the rest of us that have to say, yikes. I mean, you know, and of course, we've talked on this show forever that you want to be an early adopter. You pay for being an early adopter. But if you can wait for version two of something, it's always going to be less expensive in the tech world. And
that's right.
Maybe then you can find out, let them work the bugs out of things and then go to the next version. And a lot of people we've discovered in our own audience that tell us they've become, whether it's another iPhone or an Android device, they'll wait for a new model to come out and then buy the one that was previous because it's always less expensive then.
That's right.
And people have then the opportunity to say, hey, it's new to me. It's still a new phone. I get a bunch of features I didn't have, but I'm not spending what my neighbor just spent because he or she had to have the latest, greatest, bestest.
Right.
But your study certainly did prove that Americans, and I think the world for that matter, but certainly most of us, are really, really attached to our phones. I guess it's an understatement.
Yeah, it really is. They're really playing a large role in our lives now. And it's really not going to go away anytime soon. As with all things, we're both impacted in positive and negative ways by the technology around us. And at SureCall, we make the cell phone signal boosters for the home, office, and vehicle so people can continue to utilize their phones to stay connected. I mean, the use cases are endless, Dave. The boosters give loved ones peace of mind while traveling, helps them in the home office to stay connected with their coworkers and clients, kind of like we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And allows business to have seamless connections. So they don't have to worry about missed and dropped calls or poor data performance interfering with their day-to-day business.
And that's important.
I believe it's important to understand how the technology we're using and impacts our lives, but we can use it to build connection rather than let it interfere with our human relationships.
And see, that's one of the positive aspects of technology, because of course there's both positive and negative depending on how we decide to use the technology that we have or that's available to us. And SureCall is a good example. Home boosters, mobile boosters, office boosters, whatever you need, check it out. And at the same time, while you're at surecall.com, just like it sounds, SureCall.com, you can check out more details about this incredible survey. Frankie, thank you for spending a few minutes with us. Thank you for a very interesting, somewhat surprising in some areas, and slap our wrist for some of the results, too. Interesting survey. We look forward to your survey again next year and following up with you then.
Great. Thank you, Dave.
It's our pleasure. Again, surecall.com. We'll get you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. Stay tuned as we bring you further Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Think you're stuck with slow internet because of where you live? Think again. Do what we did and order HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet delivers the speed you need with the data you want and is available where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you too. Text RADIO to 35000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35000. HughesNet, high-speed internet available where you live or work.
Interesting, fun Into Tomorrow tech tidbit for you. Today, more pictures are taken every 2 minutes than were taken in the entire 19th century.
And most of those are by teenage girls.
Yeah, exactly. Doing smooching selfies or whatever they were, sucking lips or whatever they call it.
Duck face.
Duck face. Thank you very much. You can tell I'm not a teenage girl and I couldn't remember duck face to save my life. But, you know, the same thing could be said about the 16th century or any other century before then. But in the 19th century, there was photography and there were a lot of pictures taken. But that's six, you know, so many more every 2 minutes than in the entire century. Go figure.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the 24/7 stream of Into Tomorrow at our website at intotomorrow.com.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History.
Here's Chris.
This week, a couple of events in 1877. Thomas Edison finished figuring out his first phonograph. He then handed a model of his invention to John Crucy with instructions on how to build it. Less than 30 hours later, they had a machine that worked on the first try.
Ooh.
That same week in 1877, Thomas Edison wrote the president of the Telegraph Company in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The letter stated that the word hello would be a more appropriate greeting when answering the phone than Alexander Graham Bell's suggestion of ahoy, ahoy.
Thank you. Goodbye.
And I'm glad Edison won, because I can't imagine answering the phone, ahoy, ahoy.
I know, because we could have been doing that all these years.
Yeah.
And nobody would think anything of it, because that's what you do. Yeah. Ahoy, ahoy. But to think that we could be saying that instead of hello, or yo, or sup, or whatever, it would just be bizarre.
I think I should start answering my phone with ahoy, ahoy. Just
I dare you. I dare you. Well, you never get phone calls.
No, that's true. Well, this is Miami. Usually it's, dígame.
Yeah. Oh, touche.
And this week in 1981, IBM introduced the personal computer with their 5150 model.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a couple of these in my house growing up. The IBM PC ran on the Intel 8088 microprocessor at 4.7 megahertz. Yeah, pretty much.
Remind you of your old computer?
This PC had 16 kilobytes of memory. This is 16 kilobytes.
Kilobytes.
That's K.
Yeah, that's it.
K,
That's memory you could put on your pinky's fingernail.
Yeah. It had no built-in clock or video capability. It was, however, available with an optional color monitor. And I think the first color monitor was only one color anyway.
Green.
Yeah, and then we got the 16 color monitors. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Prices for the PC started at around $1,500.
It's alive!
The IBM PC was a smashing success, and IBM quickly became the number one microcomputer company, dropping Apple to number two.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And which is where they stayed since.
Pretty much.
I mean, there's a lot of Macs out there, no question. A lot of Apple fans and so forth, but Windows ended up just taking the world, literally, by storm.
That's because IBM made the decision to open their thing up to other manufacturers to be able to make these PCs, and Apple said, no, we're not going to share.
Yeah. We're not going to let the world play in our sandbox.
Exactly. That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
And while I mentioned that next week we'll be coming to you from Dallas and Knowledge Fest with the Mobile Electronics Association, next month for a couple of weeks we'll be coming to you from Berlin, Germany and the big IFA. Stay tuned.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-295-4183 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-295-4183. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-295-4183. 800-295-4183.
You're tuned in to Tomorrow for the weekend of August 9th, 2019. Here's Larry in Anchorage, Alaska, who says he listens to our free podcasts.
This is for the caller that wants to run old programs. I agree with what you guys said about the compatibility mode, but if that doesn't work, which I've not had very good success with it, I would recommend using VirtualBox and run a virtual machine with Windows 95 or 98, whichever he needed. There's a YouTube video on installing Windows 98 SE on VirtualBox, and I went through that, and it looks fairly well. It doesn't say how to install VirtualBox, but it does include a link for that.
Awesome. Thank you, Larry. Listeners helping listeners. We love those calls.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower for managing type 1 diabetes. Visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
And just like Larry,
call in, win stuff. Thank you.
And we'll meet you at IntoTomorrow.com.